T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More cases of coronavirus are being reported in North Texas, and more people are being tested or are in quarantine. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the midday update.
And Dallas County's due for an update any moment here. Through last night, they had confirmed 303 cases, adding 56 yesterday. You might remember a case at the Dallas County Jail earlier this week. Health Director Phil Wong says 7 others there have now tested positive.
We have an additional 3 that have symptoms that will get some testing results. Probably. We do have 4 other persons from other pods that are in quarantine.
This morning, Collin County Judge Chris Hill said 88 cases have been confirmed there. He says 23 people have recovered, 7 are in the hospital, 45 are in home isolation. Tarrant County has confirmed 100, and 83 have been confirmed in Denton County. A total of 10 people in North Texas have died from the virus. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
With the global coronavirus pandemic decimating air travel demand, American Airlines making additional reductions in its schedule.
The Fort Worth-based airline says it is suspending 60% of its flight schedule next month and 80% of its schedule in May. All of this is due to a steep drop in year-over-year demand due to the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, American says international demand year-over-year is down by as much as 90%. Passengers who purchase non-refundable tickets through April 15th can change their reservations without a change fee. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The coronavirus making its way into court cases, even ones that have been on the docket for years. KRLD's LP Phillips has one example.
The suit over Love Field's Gate 15 has been languishing for 5 years now. Southwest wants to kick Delta Airlines out of Love. Delta has no intention of leaving. As of late 2018, there was a court order that the airlines needed to tell the judge if there was any change in their flight schedules out of the airport. That has now happened because of the COVID-19 virus. In court paper, Southwest says it's reducing its number of flights because of the coronavirus, and the airline is quick to point out Delta is too. The jury trial is not scheduled until September. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Researchers at West Texas A&M in the Panhandle may have found something that can kill coronavirus on surfaces. They've developed copper adhesive strips that can be left on door handles. Engineering College Dean Emily Hunt says the stickers have killed more than 99% of pathogens like E. coli and MRSA. She says they're still testing the strips against COVID-19, but stickers like this can prove useful even once concerns over coronavirus disappear.
Right now, we're all being very protective, but as we open things back up again and people are starting to go out again, I think that we're going to be more aware than we ever have been before on surfaces that we're touching and that our kids are touching and that we're sharing with others.
West Texas A&M says it'll put the strips up around its campus over the next week. The research team also selling them online. They say the money they raise will go toward future projects. You can find a link at krld.com. Carter Blood Care and Dallas Summer Musicals are teamed up for a special blood drive that continues until 4 this afternoon at Fair Park Music Hall. Walk-ins are welcome, no appointment necessary, and the need for blood donations is critical right now. A restaurant in Dallas is extending its donation policy, providing thousands of hospital workers with free meals. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the story.
In Dallas, a restaurant is teaming up with hospitals across the state to bring free food to doctors and nurses. With locations in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, the Rustic decided to provide customers the option to donate sandwiches to hospital workers. And whatever is donated, the restaurant will match.
We had a goal of 1,000 sandwiches during the course of the week. And if we reached that goal, I was going to release our closely guarded secret that's our recipe.
Kyle Noonan helped spearhead the donation project, and he's taking to social media on Sunday to reveal that recipe, because right now the Rustic has raised about 2,000 sandwiches. That means 4,000 have been donated. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Get continuing coronavirus coverage on air from News Radio 1080. The latest stories are updated around the clock at krld.com/coronavirus. And one other local note, deputies in Tarrant County need some help in tracking down a suspect in a deadly robbery. Sheriff's Lieutenant Jennifer Gabbert says the man went into a convenience store off FM 1187 and shot and killed an employee early this morning and then took off in the victim's gray Toyota Sienna minivan.
If anybody comes across that, he needs to be considered armed and dangerous. Call the local police. Don't try and approach him yourself.
The plates on that van are GPB 0449. She says they expect to have a better description once they're able to go through all their surveillance footage. The man described as stocky. He was wearing a surgical type mask and a parka.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.